The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
In today's episode, you're going to hear a conversation we had with one of our familia. You know, people that listen, we consider them family, but she was super hypercritical about me, not the show, but about how open I am about my life. As you can hear, when I talk about this part of my life,
I get nervous.
Mm. I get nervous talking about the way I grew up, being a young mother, because they weren't easy times. My childhood was difficult, but I also feel like it's necessary. This is who I am. This is the reality of my life. And I hope to inspire others who might be going through the same situation. So why am I going to lie about who I am? And if you're thinking, what the heck is going on? Listen to the podcast. It's real good today. I did something that I know is super annoying to most people. It's annoying to me. I asked Anthony A for a ride because DJ Automatic had to leave. He had to go perform. And Anthony said, okay. Welcome to Tuesday. Good morning. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And it's because Anthony's a nice guy. He's a nice person. He's always going to lend a hand to a friend in need. But I noticed the day that I needed the ride, he said, I got to leave early. And I said, where are you going? He said, I got to go wash my car. So it's the day that's for ride. So are you saying that your car was not prepared to have a guest in the passenger side at that time?
I'm saying that there was bird shit that looked like a pterodactyl pooped on my car. So I drive a Fiat, dog. So I was like a third of my car, bro. So I was like,
couldn't even see out the windshield.
You know what, though? It kind of motivated me. I was like, I'm going to have a guest in my car today. So you know what? Might as well go to remove the fossil poo. I'm telling you, this thing was huge, dude. So that's
obviously
why.
If you said, I'll be back. I don't even want Dana to see it because we also, all tighten here.
That was really the only thing. The inside of my car, surprisingly clean. I got into this thing where I recently carried like a grocery bag in my car.
And you just throw the trash in there.
I throw the trash in there. It looks kind of trashy, but it helps me.
Oh, that's what I don't use.
You need that, DJ.
I have a little trash corner within like the little side pocket of my door, and I just use that as my trash.
And
right
he
there.
Hasn't taken the trash out in months, so he needs.
Come on, I just keep forcing it down.
Well, I just thought about people's cars. You know, it's your space, when someone asks to get in, it's like almost like an invasion. I could tell, and then Otto could feel it too. He's like, Dana, I could just take an Uber, and I'm like, no, I already asked it.
I literally on the way to the car when she was going to go with you, I was like, if you want, I'll just take Uber to the stadium, and you could just do whatever.
Damn,
and
bro. What are you saying about my car?
What do
you
mean?
No, dude.
Are you sure you got a ride in that?
No, he didn't want to impose on you.
I thought Anthony.
You could tell you were annoyed.
What?
I don't take you.
No, I just thought Anthony might have things he has to do. He doesn't want to hang out and drive Dana around like her, like I do as a personal taxi.
Our daughter's friend once, I had to give her a ride, and Ava said she asked her, is that a new car? You guys driving a new car? And Ava said, no, why? She said, because my mom's car is always trash. Your mom's car is so neat. But that's because it's your personal space.
Well, what do you do to keep your car so clean and tidy?
Clean it.
She doesn't drive it.
Oh, that's yes, I do.
That's what
it is.
I'm her personal taxi.
She has a
taxi.
Personal chauffeur.
Exactly. We're always in my car. Her car sits in the garage all the time.
I pick my trash up from your car, too.
God dang, dude. For every woman in the workplace, there's a man dropping her off.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Gumbo Day.
Good gumbo, but I'm talking good gumbo.
I love
it. Not the kind with ketchup and shrimp in it and somebody spices it up and calls it
sometimes
gumbo.
Sometimes I'm not a fan of the spicy sausage. All right, spicy sausage gets me a little
bit. Oh, I love it.
We'll go to National Savings Day, but let's wrap it up on National Farmers Day, y'all.
Hey, shout out to the farmers out there. I know a lot of them, especially right now, are going through a hard time. There's a drought happening. In some states, they're being paid to not grow.
What?
Because there's no water.
Oh, my God.
And so it takes a lot of water to water these crops, obviously. I could not believe the article. I should share the article.
I'm not kidding.
At Dana Cortez on Instagram. And shout out to It's Hispanic Heritage Month, and chiles are indigenous to the Americas. Ooh. If you have anything spicy that contains a chile, no matter what your culture is, it comes from here. That's kind of interesting, right? Yeah. And they're good for you. They have vitamin C, B6, K1, and potassium. They do burn your mouth, though. Yeah. But they're good for your heart.
They burn going out, though.
The other end, too.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know, we're pretty open about our lives here, right, Automatic Anthony? Yeah. We talk about everything.
Sometimes too much.
I agree. I agree 100%, Automatic. I agree. But I think it's important for us to be as authentic as we can be in order to hopefully help anyone else who's gone through similar situations that we've gone through.
Yeah, man.
And I speak about having a child at 15 openly and sometimes apprehensively. I would say because, first of all, it makes me nervous. It was a very difficult time in my life. And second of all, I know there's always going to be someone who has something negative to say about me, about my three daughters, just like this call.
Hey, Dana. You know, I do love listening to your show, but I got to say something, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way.
No, girl, of course. Go ahead. What you got going on?
I wish you didn't talk about having a baby when you were 15. Honestly, it makes me super uncomfortable. Aren't you embarrassed?
You know what? Honestly, no. And I'm not going to say, you know, anyone should go out there and have babies when they're teenagers. I think we all know how difficult that makes life, right? But the truth of the matter is I had a baby when I was a baby. And I don't know how you expect me to just hide that. It's impossible.
I understand in your family, maybe this kind of thing is normal, but most people look down on that. Do you want people looking down on you?
Well, you mean kind of like judging me? I mean, you know what? If that makes you or anybody else feel better about their own lives, then so be it. What am I going to do? What you or anyone else listening thinks of me, my daughters, or my life, I can't control that. You know, I can only control my truth. That's all I can do.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you, if I feel this way, other people do too.
And I'm telling you that that's fine. Honestly, maybe you should figure out why you feel that way about me. And I, you know what? Thanks for listening and for calling in.
Whatever.
So, you know, for me, obviously, that's a lot. And it does make me feel bad. It hurts my feelings. I would be lying if I could just say, whatever people say don't mean nothing to me. And it does. But at the same time, I would rather be truthful than come in here and lie to people.
Fake facade going.
Yeah, like, oh, my life's perfect. Everything's been fine. I had a hard life. My everything I can think of, I had a really hard life, and I'm here.
You've had a hard life, and then, I feel bad for you because I've heard a couple of those calls, so I wish that call was, like, surprising. But for us, it's not.
No,
like,
it's happened.
Some moms, like, are fearful of their kids even hearing the term teen mom or something like that.
When it's a reality, right?
Yeah, and it is gnarly to me how quick and eager she was to tear another woman down. Like
I hope that I was respectful in my response to her as a woman by allowing her that time, by being nice and saying, you know, well, this is who I am. And I, you being judgmental,
it's super easy to
that.
Judge people. Super. Right. And I was guilty of the same thing. I would think, you know, oh, she's a teen mom. She's, you know, she doesn't have her stuff together. She's probably not a great person. She probably made a lot of bad decisions in her life. When in all reality, she did something that everybody else is doing. And she
just got pregnant.
And decided to have a baby. And a baby's a blessing, and there's nothing wrong with it. It came at an early time, not the most opportune time in your life, but it happened, and it gave you the path that which you followed, and now you're here.
People always ask me, do you regret having your daughter? You know, my beautiful daughter, Kirsten, do you regret that? No, because I wouldn't be here. I don't regret any of my children, my three daughters. I love my children so much. Each one of them has been a blessing. Do I think that it's a great idea for children, you know, for somebody to go do this? Of course not. That's why I talk about it, because I don't want you to make your path even harder. There are already so many obstacles, especially when you come from a background like mine, where I grew up impoverished. I didn't have my father. You know, my nana raised me. My mom was there, but it was my nana and my uncle. And we had a lot of issues in the house. So I already had all these obstacles. And then I placed another one. And it was tough for my daughter and myself. Life was very hard. But guess what? We made it. And that's why I openly discuss it, because you can make it too. I remember going into the high school and telling the vice principal, hey, I'm pregnant. What do I need to do? You know, whatever. And he said, you quit school, you go get on welfare, and you're good. Oh. And I did. A few months later, I'm like, what am I doing? This isn't me.
I know this woman called to like tear you down, but your story is an inspirational story to a lot of women, and not only teen moms, but just women in general.
Because we can do it, no matter our background, no matter what, no matter if you're a minority, a Latina, African-American, a Native American, whatever, Asian, whatever, you can make it despite everything, every obstacle. And also, Automatic, you said something so important, and I want to close with this. I want to be an inspiration, not an aspiration. You don't want to aspire to do what I did, because it's not the best way to be a mother.
It's not the easiest path.
No, it's not.
Like, we have a 14-year-old daughter. I would never want her to go down that way, but
for my daughter, you can't be the best mom.
No.
When you're trying to get through, I was a kid with her, watching Blue's Clues and everything, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I want to close with that. I want to inspire you, but aspire to be better. You know, aspire to be the best you can be.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A museum gave an artist $84,000 in cash to use his artwork. Real famous guy. And he delivered blank canvases and titled them, "Take the Money and Run."
What the fuck?
All right. So the Museum of Modern Art in Denmark were highly disappointed, to say the least, when the artist said, "Here you go. Just these big blank canvases." Do you think they were mad? Do you think that they would file a lawsuit? Yes and yes.
What? No
they
way.
Did both. Haters. Although, you know what's interesting? A lot of local artists were defending him and said, if that's what he's calling art, look at the photo of it.
Yep.
Dude, it's just a blank canvas.
Looks like a whiteboard. Looks just like a whiteboard.
And he got paid $84,000 to just drop off some canvases?
That was his upfront pay. They still owe him another $100,000. The average salary where he's from is $29,000 a year.
Genius.
So the people were mad, but the artist thought, hey, if that's what he sees as his art, that's what it is, baby.
Bravo, my friend. Bravo. I applaud and salute that.
Well, he had the longest line around the building. People wanted to see the blank canvases.
From blank canvases to erase photos, a photographer erased a couple's wedding pictures after being denied food at their wedding.
Oh.
That's right. The photographer took to Reddit to complain about the couple who said they hired him for a 10-hour event and only paid him $250. So when he sat down to eat and asked where his food was, they said, "You don't get a plate." So he said, "You don't get your pictures."
Whoa.
Deleted them right on site and walked away.
That guy is my hero.
I love it.
As somebody who's been in a position where somebody hires you to DJ for something and then they're like,
sit
there, and they're just sitting there eating in front of you and you're like, "Yo, where's my water? Where's my food?" And they're like, "Oh, we didn't think of you.
$12
we just turned that music off right now."
That's the definition of hangry right there.
Hey, nobody's thinking about the bride though. She has no wedding.
Hey, you know what? Somebody that had a cell phone, she could use those photographs.
Well, the woman that I'm talking about, she wishes she could delete these pictures. You know how we let our kids play with our phone while we maybe take a shower or something?
Yeah, automatic, of course.
Well, this woman did that, and the woman opened up the shower to help her get around to like help her with the phone. Well, the kid was broadcasting live on Instagram. And so she was broadcast everywhere, and what happened? Of course it went viral.
Damn, I missed it.
So
how did I miss that one, dude? I'm freaking, damn, I watched Gary Vee all week.
There's no way to get it back. It went viral. It was in the UK. I mean, if you come across a naked woman in a shower, it's because her toddler is filming her. Not on purpose.
Okay, is that your worst fear, being caught naked?
I had that happen to me one time. I was at a hotel with my daughter, and she
with
was probably...
Our daughter.
Yeah, she was probably about 4 months old, and I left her in the room to go outside to go get the paper real quick, and the door shut. And I had to go down to the front office and ask for a key. And guess what was going on in the front office?
While you're in your underwear.
Well, in the front lobby. A MAC cosmetic convention.
Oh.
So there I was, just all fat and chubby and naked.
Could have contoured your area, dude.
Holy jeez.
Made it look bigger?
Yeah, dude.
No, contoured your gut. Yeah, giving you a six pack.
Make it look smaller.
Those are today's WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I got a list of 5 jobs that are going to grow and just get bigger and better and pay more money in the next 10 years that don't require a college degree. I'm going to list them right now in case you missed it. DJ Automatic, you get to go first.
Stock up on the candy, y'all, because Dr. Fauci says that trick-or-treat is go time.
Yeah!
Yes, we're going to be trick-or-treating this year. The nation's top infectious disease doctor said that Halloween tradition might have been risky last year, but this year it's a little bit, we're in the clear because most people have been vaccinated, and plus it's outside. So he said, stock up on those candies.
And he specifically
said, don't give out any change.
Oh, yeah, change is dirty.
You know that one
anyway.
Old lady that gives you out 5 cents?
Really?
Like little pennies? No, he didn't say that. But I'm just saying that
as a
one-time kid, I hated that person.
Why? A nickel's a nickel.
Yeah, no, I ain't even mad at change. I was like, where'd you go trick-or-treat? That never happened in my place.
Those pennies go right back at your house.
I was wondering why Automatic was so prepped and ready to go for his story. But
I think I'm just excited about this because, last year was so different. And this year... Kids had a hard year.
They did.
You had to sit in front
Imagine
of your computer.
Imagine not being able to trick or treat as a child.
But you're sitting there for 8 hours a day doing your schoolwork in a dark room, and then you can't go outside and have fun. And now we know it's safe outdoors. Take your kids. Yeah. Have a good time. Hey, let's all buy some chocolate for these kids this year.
I will say one more thing. Fauci did say that he's still not sure about Christmas because it's an indoor activity. So we'll keep you posted on that.
Halloween is a mask activity.
Outdoors.
True.
Interesting.
True. All right.
Well, in case you missed it, you may be your own worst enemy doing when it comes to wasting time. The good friends at Wealth Media put together this survey and found out the five biggest time wasters are scrolling on social media, number one.
Guilty. Mm.
Saying yes to too many things, number two.
Guilty.
Multitasking is number three.
Guilty.
Number four, worrying too much.
Oh my gosh, what is this? Are they inside my head?
Check this
one
out.
What is happening?
Oh, and the fifth thing that is wasting the most time on your schedule is being a perfectionist.
Oh, well, Dana's not that, so we're good.
I find myself doing that sometimes too, of overthinking something and thinking that people won't like this or won't do that. They're saying just let it go, just do it. Just if you make an error, it's okay.
But what if it sucks? You can't just let it go if it sucks.
But you're holding yourself back by not putting it out there.
You're right. If you don't put it out, you can't grow.
Yep.
If you just hold on to it, DJ Automatic, your music that's sitting in your computer right now.
I was just thinking about it. But it sucks, so why would I put it out?
Because that's how you get better.
No, that's not how you get better.
Critique is how you get better.
If you give people something that sucks, they're not going to listen again.
Yes, they will.
But
Lil
you're
Wayne's
not
first.
Us anything.
You're not giving us anything. That's not true.
Well, if you I'd rather not give you anything than something that sucks.
I'll never grow. You will never grow if you don't begin. I mean, when I first started radio, when I listened to the air checks back then, I'm like, who gave me this job? It was really bad. You have to grow. Through criticism, you will grow. All right, and then a recent report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, in case you missed it, say there are a range of jobs that don't require a bachelor's degree and you're going to get paid pretty well. So let me tell you what they are. Number five, I don't know what this is. Computer numerically controlled tool programmers.
Okay.
$60,000 a year.
So you're a programmer, yeah. Okay.
Okay, all right, that's pretty good. That's what I thought. I was like, okay, that's pretty
good.
That's
like a fancy way to say OnlyFans.
No, it's not.
My clothes being off for this job.
So listen to this one. Because of increased fires, forest fire inspectors and prevention specialists, high school diploma equivalent, $48,000 a year starting.
Okay.
Okay, starting pay.
You spend a lot of time outside.
Yeah, you're going to be outside a lot. We have occupational therapy assistants start at $67,000 a year.
Oh,
that's really good. Home health and personal care aide start at $35,000 a year. And wind turbine technicians is number one, $64,000 a year. You do have to go to a trade school, but you're out. And your pay increases so much as you gain experience.
If you can find a job in green energy at this point, with it. Because it's only getting bigger.
Well, I keep thinking to myself, people are like, fossil fuels. Yeah, of course. We all drive cars. We've got,
shout out to
gas.
My fossil fuel people, too. Though,
but all the fossil fuel companies are investing the majority of their money in green.
Yes.
So if they're doing it, that's job, where we need to go. It.
Yeah. Bruh, and homies who still have college in mind, too, like, taking time away from college and going and learning one of these trades to financially provide for yourself.
Instead of that student loan.
Yeah, that's not a bad option either. Think about it.
I know Anthony's got all that advice because he's got hella student loans wrapped up.
Yep.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B is now officiating weddings. Hey, me and Cardi B, who would you rather have marry you? Don't answer that. Hey, let's talk about it now. Best Gossip Daily Dirt. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays first.
We got Wolverine Hugh Jackman celebrating his birthday. That's it.
Okay. I was waiting. Like, what's going on? All right, so let's talk about Adele. She talked to Vogue magazine, and inside, this hit me hard because I understand exactly what she's saying. You know, she used to be very overweight. Beautiful, nonetheless, right? It doesn't matter what size you are.
She was well over 200 pounds.
She was, and she started to become very sick, developed sleep apnea, other side effects, not being able to do what she needed to do for her daughter. And so she got healthy. And she said the comments about her body hurt her so much. She talked about some of those comments in Vogue. They're very hateful. And she said she cried. She couldn't understand why other women were attacking her. She said, I didn't feel good. I was unhappy. Now I work out two or three times a day because it makes me feel good.
Aww.
And she looks amazing. I think sometimes when I was overweight, I felt almost sometimes jealous. This is me, of someone who was fit, because I couldn't figure out how to get there. It was in my head. It was emotions.
I just want to get rich enough to where I can just work out all day.
That's two or three times a day. I know. All right. Snoop Dogg and Eminem, despite their past beef, or I don't know if it was beef, their disagreements, they are currently in the lab working on a song. Remember when Snoop said this about M?
He has probably put Eminem in a position where he could be labeled as one of the top 10 rappers ever. I don't think so, but the game feels like he's top 10.
Obviously, they've worked through it. I know Eminem was hurt. He mentioned him in a song, But they're making a song together because you know they're going to be on the stage, Super Bowl.
Hold up.
So they've mended their ways.
I have a feeling they're going to get a whole bunch of new projects from everybody that's going to be on that stage at Super Bowl.
Do you think this is a genuine apology or are they just doing it because Dr. Dre made him?
No.
He's like, kids, you're going to play well together right now.
Make some money. Make some money. All right. And then let's talk about Cardi B. She officiated a same-sex wedding with Raven Simone. Now, of course, that in itself is a beautiful thing. It happened on coming out day. A same-sex couple got married, had enough money to hire Cardi B and Raven Simone.
They ain't got no kids.
Yeah, disposable income. But Cardi said she was so absolutely starstruck with Raven Simone. Star of That's So Raven!
Yep, that's me.
Let's go. You could get into the future.
That's like a dream come true, being able to hire who you want to officiate your wedding.
I know you guys' anniversary is coming up. Who would you guys want, celebrity-wise, to do your guys' wedding vows and all that fun stuff? Change your wedding, if you may.
I feel like this is just, you just served it up here. I mean, Kanye, he's already got the religious credentials. No, he can bring the Sunday service choir.
No red caps in our wedding vows renewal. No, sir, it's not happening.
I'm going to let you finish. I know you love her.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. Well,
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What are the benefits, besides it tasting good, of having chile in your diet? I'm going to break it down for you now in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show on Tuesday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Mild Sauce.
Okay, so remember a couple of weeks ago we reported the Merck pill, that they had that pill that cuts COVID death and hospitalization by half?
Yeah.
They've officially requested permission to use it now from the FDA.
So you take the pill once you have COVID,
yes,
and then it cures you of COVID.
It cuts by 50%. So it could really be a game changer, especially those with immunocompromised systems. Anybody who, I mean, honestly, is scared to take the vaccine even.
Right.
I mean, I think it's a game changer. All right, now we're going to talk about the pandemic causing Americans to lose sleep. Even children are having a harder time sleeping. So licensed clinical psychologist Lita De La Rosa says this can cause anger issues, depression, and even make our bodies more susceptible to illness, which is not a good thing right now when there's a pandemic going on. So here's some healthy nighttime habits to combat insomnia.
Why aren't people sleeping though?
Stress.
Oh, okay.
From COVID.
The unknown.
And also our different schedules. We're not going to work at the same time. Kids are in school. They're not in school. Blah, blah, blah. I had to quit my job because I can't afford daycare because blah, blah, you know, because of COVID. There's just a lot of stress happening in the country. And so to create a healthy nighttime space, you want to turn your TV and phone off early. I will tell you, she says, this takes a long time to get used to. This takes a while.
I have to sleep with the TV on. I can't.
Well, you don't have to because last night I turned it off.
But I already fell asleep by the time you turned it off.
Yeah, true. Shower or bathe before bed. Automatic. You also smell better. And deep breathing exercises can help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. She said if you have a problem with waking up in the middle of the night, listen to a non-engaging podcast. I was like, hey, that's ours.
Oh, wow.
Dana Cortez Show podcast is free. Search all streaming platforms. And then finally, Hispanic Heritage Month. I didn't know this. Chiles are indigenous to the Americas. They were used for caldos and tacos for literally centuries. They contain capsaicin, which helps weight loss, pain relief, improved heart health, lowers ulcer risk, filled with vitamin C, B6, K1, potassium, copper, vitamin K. Safe for most people, but it does cause a burning sensation in your mouth when you're eating them.
And on the way out.
I like them hot. If my chiles aren't hot, I don't like them at all.
Favorite kind of chili?
Favorite kind of chili? Now you guys are going to look at me and call me a little sissy, but it's okay. Shout out to the banana pepper.
Anthony, that's barely a chili.
Dude, we are from the chili capital of the world, and you did not say Hatch green chili.
Minnesota is not the chili capital of the world.
I grew up in New Mexico.
Dog. You can't get Hatch green chili at Subway, dog. I like it. Shout out to banana pepper.
I mean, shout out to the jalapeno, the second best chili next to the Hatch green
chili. Oh, I love
the
jalapeno, but if you mix the jalapeno and the long green chili to make your sauce for your green chili chicken enchiladas, that's it, baby, right there. That's it right there. National Day, Anthony A.
Ooh, we'll start off with National Gumbo Day.
Good spicy gumbo. If you know someone who can cook that, man, let me
tell you. Now, Dana Cortez, I ever tell you how a tightrope walker, why he goes to the bank?
Anthony A., you did not tell me why a tightrope walker goes to the bank.
To check his balance. Hello. Okay. It's National Savings Day. It's National
Savings
Day.
I give you a C+.
Day. Yeah, okay.
C plus on that one.
You know what? That was risky, dude. You guys tell bank jokes. Go ahead. All right. But we'll wrap it up on National Farmers Day, y'all.
Hey, shout out to the farmers out there growing the chiles.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
October 12th. Y'all smell that? That's Halloween. Hey! What's up, everyone? It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right. Music facts. Automatic. Let's do this.
All right. We're going to start with birthdays. It's Maya's birthday today.
I love that song. It's one of my favorite Maya songs of all time.
Happy birthday to her. Now we're going to 1993 when Salt and Pepper drops their fourth album and their most successful album, Very Necessary. So the album sold 7 million copies off pretty much two humongous singles, What a Man, which is playing right now, and Shoop.
Well, I get chills just hearing that because it is a moment in time. Not just for hip-hop and pop music, because remember, that was a huge crossover right there, the album, but for women in the game. These women, they set the standard.
So they won a Grammy for Best Rap Performance. But I just wanted to ask you guys, why are they never really in the discussion of best female rappers?
Who are you talking to? Because they're in mine. I love
Pepper. We always talk about Salt and Pepper. Now, maybe some of the other folks in the industry don't like to bring them up, but for me, they mean a lot to women's movement in the music industry.
And also a lot of time for women owning their sexuality, too.
Thank you.
You know, a lot of what they came with. And they did it with a very flavorful approach, too. I would love nothing more than to hear, like, Salt and Pepper do a verse with Cardi B and Megan.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
All right, now we're going to 1999 when Warren G goes independent and releases I Want It All on Restless Records. I want it all. Money, fast cars, diamond rings, gold chains, and champagne. It's never damn thing. I want it all. So the album peaked at number 21 on the charts, but it did go platinum. And the single, this one, I Want It All, also went gold.
Every time I've had an opportunity to sit down and chat with Warren G, he's been nothing but kind. And I still remember when he gifted both of you quite a bit of...
Party favors.
Yes, that's what we'll call them, party favors.
Well, he's got plenty of money because when you're independent and you go platinum, that's a very, very big check.
All right.
All right. And last, we're going to stay in 1999 when Mos Def makes his solo debut with Black on Both Sides. And she came with the same type game, the type of girl giving out the fake cell phone, the name. Big fame, big she like cats and big things. Jewel ship, money clip, phone flip the six. So Miss Fat Booty is a hip-hop classic. The album was critically acclaimed, and eventually it did go gold. It didn't sell well at first, but it took about a year and a half for it to go gold. But it is called one of the most important albums in the past 50 years by many critics. It also solidified Mos Def as a premier MC. Now if we could just get him to do less movies and more music.
It ain't happening. I mean, he's an incredible MC, but he's also such a gifted actor. And he is a philanthropist and activist. And I appreciate all he's done and he continues to do.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I don't know if it's because Mercury's in retrograde, but a lot of people lately have been feeling the need to write in, call in, direct message us, and tell us just exactly how they feel about the Dana Cortez Show. And Automatic, I haven't even told you about the latest email we received.
Oh.
One person said, "Hey, dear Dana, there are many women who watch adult film nowadays, especially thanks to their cell phone. There are also many women who send out nudes and receive nudes and enjoy it. Why are you always cutting off your male co-hosts? Let them tell their truth. Should we tell Dana about this? Yes or no? Let's talk about that." I was talking to you two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. But today you could think of us as just the tip.
Okay.
Because this is, we're going to preview a little segment that we might be talking about later on in the week. But I don't even know if we should let Dana, I don't know.
So basically what he's trying to say is that women watch porn too, and let us say that women watch
porn. You're right. Let me back it up and unpack this message one more time. Dear Dana, there are just as many women who watch adult films, especially nowadays, thanks to the cell phone. Women also look at and send nudes to their partners every single day. Why are you always cutting off your male co-host for telling the truth about adult films? I asked that question, so let's find out. Thank you, George.
So all I can hear from what George is saying is George watches porn. His girl at least claims to watch porn, and he just feels like everybody should be doing it. So he doesn't like the fact that Dana says some women don't enjoy it.
Yeah, well, Dana does say that, dude. She always makes it seem like the dudes are always thirsty for it, and sometimes it's the ladies who like sending the freak leaks. All right, Cardi B loves to send nudes to her man. That's what she raps about. So what's wrong when one of our girls does it? Like mine and George ladies does it. I'm with George on this side. Now the question is, you know, the moment we tell Dana,
are you sure you're with George on that one?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah, I'm with George.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna let you stand with George alone on that side. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna have to stay away from that guy because I don't think he could speak for women. Because guess what? He's not a woman.
Yeah,
but he has a point. Automatic women enjoy adult
films.
He's
got a point from a point of view of a male. He doesn't. He's not a man. He can't talk for women. I'm sorry. No matter what, just like we can't speak for women. And I promise you this right now, we're doing this because I can't wait to hear what Dana has to say about it.
At Anthony A400, do you agree with me and George, or at DJ Automatic? Let him know if Dana and him are right. And should we tell Dana about this?
Dana doesn't even know about this yet.
Should we tell Dana about this? I don't know.
We're doing it.
At Dana Cortez Show on Instagram. Hit us up. We'll reply. We love you. Have a beautiful Tuesday.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Imagine your kids taking your phone and broadcasting you live naked.
Oh,
naked.
Dude.
That's my worst fear. Have you ever dreamed that you're naked and everybody's watching you? Oh, that is the worst feeling of all time.
Well, actually, kind of that helps me mentally get ready. I'm just kidding.
Anthony!
I just feel like I'd be doing the world a favor, you know, letting
settle down, Automatic.
I always worry about, like, accidentally, like, scrolling and uploading a wrong photo.
This has happened to a lot of famous people. Didn't some athlete do that?
Yeah.
With his girlfriend or something?
His girl doing the dirty on him.
I know.
I didn't say what happened. I just said what happened.
Yeah. Dear to the mind, people.
Make sure your phone's locked, y'all.
Yeah, she was getting she was giving him a mouth hug. There you go. All right, more of the podcast now.